You're tuned in to the 49th Hour podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's been a couple of weeks since we last had our last episode, but I'm here with Tommy. Tommy, how you doing?
Very cold, very freezing.
I feel you. It's like negative 7 degrees right now outside. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. I think last I looked, it was like negative 17, or it feels like negative 17. It was crazy.
It was like negative 26 yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I saw your post.
Yeah, I hate it here. I hate the Midwest sometimes.
It's ridiculous.
Well, at least it's supposed to get warmer next few days.
Hopefully. Yeah, I think next Monday, I think it's supposed to be pretty warm. So,
but the hot topic going on around right now is J.J. Watt. He got released by the Texans a few days ago, and there's been some conversations on Twitter as if he fits with the Niners or not. What are your thoughts on about that?
I think it'll be amazing for J.J. Watt to come onto the team, obviously, just because of what he's been able to do in the past. But I saw stats for this last season and comparing him and Eric Armstead. And Eric Armstead had far better of a season than J.J. Watt had. Now that's just one season. Obviously everyone knows that J.J. Watt is a freak of nature. I highly doubt he will come to the Niners unless he's just chasing a ring, because I doubt he's going to be going to a team that's going to sign him like the big bucks, I think, just because there's his brothers at the Steelers, and then there's the Packers for his hometown, and I feel like those are kind of like his top two teams right now. He hasn't really come out and said anything just yet, as we're recording this. But yeah, I think if he came onto the Niners, if he were to, I think it'd be really, really nice, because, you know, he would pair with Bosa, Armstead, and Kinlaw. But yeah, I just don't see him really coming here.
I would like to have him here. I think he'd be good. I think he'd be great. Opposition of Bosa and Watt on the same D-line would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. J.J. Watt's always been a great edge rusher for the Texans. He's basically the face of the franchise there. But I do agree. I do think he goes to Pittsburgh or Green Bay. He has said he wants to go to a championship team.
Right.
Teams that people don't really think about are the Bills. I think Bills could use a pass rusher, because that's something they desperately need, especially from watching the AFC Championship game. I think Chiefs could be in play there too. Yeah. They need a pass rusher as well. I mean, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, they're not hitting home as much as they should be.
It's just kind of like, it'd be just kind of like our situation. I mean, they have stud pass rushers, but I mean, J.J. Watt's going to be an upgrade no matter where he goes.
Right. So. Yeah, exactly. So I actually do think he goes to Pittsburgh. I think playing with his brothers be something to be kind of cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
T.J. Watt, J.J. Watt on the same line, and you have his brother as a fullback. So
yeah, that would be it. About him.
No, he was with the Chargers, I think, when he first started out. Then you got
Derek Watt.
Yep, then he went to Pittsburgh. I think it was last year or 2 years ago he went to Pittsburgh. I forgot when.
Yeah, I feel like it was last year.
Probably, but nobody really talks about him. But
yeah,
I honestly don't know how he is. I haven't really paid too close attention to their fullback position. But oh well. But I do think J.J. Watt, again, like you said, I think he'd be upgraded no matter where he goes. Packers definitely in play. They could use that pass rusher as well. But I do think Bills, Chiefs are definitely teams that to look out for, because I think they need us, need him to help hit home on the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I feel like he's going for a ring more than money in his wallet type of thing. He's not going to go to the most team that offers him the most. He's just going to go to the team where he really truly wants to go, I feel like, just because, like we said, you know, the Steelers, he has two brothers over there. I mean, it's going to be so much more fun, you know, to play with your brothers, or, you know, the Packers just to go back home sort of thing. So I feel like Steelers or Packers are probably top two. And like you said, probably Bills is my next guest. And then maybe the Chiefs, I would say, after that. And I feel like he just kind of fit whatever their cap is at that point. I mean, he's not going to go for, like, you know, 10 mil or something, but because I think he was supposed to get like 21 this year, 21 mil.
Probably.
I'm not too sure on his old contract, but yeah, I could see him going to any of those three teams that we mentioned.
It's just one of the major concerns is his health and if he can play all 16 games.
Right.
And that'd be, if he can do that, then that's a huge up. But again, he has definitely concerns in the past. And that's something to also keep an eye on. But yeah, I like to have him in San Fran, but I don't know. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't see him coming to the team really.
But yeah, again, so you have Dee Ford, who I think from there is going to cut post June 1st. There's no reason to keep him. He's been hurt last year, all this year, and I just don't see a reason to keep him. I said this before. I was a huge Dee Ford fan when he was in KC because he was basically the defense on that 2018 Chiefs roster.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people give him grief for that offsides in the championship game, but that's the whole defense fault. They let Edelman run it over and over again. Three straight third downs. He was wide open still. So don't blame Dee Ford for that. That's the whole defense's fault. Yeah. But
yeah. For those that don't know about Dee Ford's contract, his whole situation is, since he is injured right now, he has to pass a physical after June 1st, I think we were saying.
Yeah, June 1st.
He has to pass that physical by June 1st. If he doesn't, then he gets 11.6 mil after that. But I don't think we're able to cut him until he passes that physical. He just has to pass the physical pretty much to get paid. Or to not get paid. Right. Well, yeah, to get cut, he has to pass the physical.
Well, hopefully he passes the physical.
Yeah. If we don't have Ford, I would love for us to draft a edge rusher in probably like the second or third round. If we don't go QB, then sure. But if we do go QB, then yeah, second or third round would probably be the best place to get an edge.
Exactly like you said, if the Niners don't go quarterback first round, edge is totally fine with me. As long as I'm interior, I'm good. I'm tired of drafting interior defensive lineman, Solomon Thomas. But yeah, I think Shaka Toney, and I know there's been a lot of Azeez hype going around lately. And he's pretty good. He's that speed rusher that the Niners could use. Opposite of Bosa being the power. So I think that could be a huge upgrade as right there. But it's going to be an interesting offseason because we honestly don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback's position. If Jimmy's going to stay here, if he's going to leave, and then they're going to get Watson, Wentz, Darnold, draft quarterback. We don't know at this point. There's so many options out there, and it'd be very disappointing if the Niners do stick with Jimmy God, there's plenty of opportunities right now. There's way too many opportunities to take the quarterback. I mean, yeah, it's difficult to get the quarterback you want, but you have to take this risk.
Right. Yeah. Especially now since Stafford is on the Rams now. And I mean, anyone is pretty much an upgrade over Goff at this point. So just having Stafford, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, and then we just have Jimmy G or maybe Watson, you know, if we do ever end up trading for him. But I feel like if we do trade for him, it'll be a pretty huge trade just because of, you know, the caliber that Watson is. And I've seen on for draft day, we could end up giving Houston 4 first round picks instead of just 3 because it only goes into, was it like 3 years in advance, I think. So yeah, draft day, it could be the day that we get Watson. If the Texans are wanting to trade for, if they want to trade away Watson and just kind of get a rebuild going over there. Cause I feel like now with JJ Watt gone, they have to be in rebuild mode. Like there's no, I mean, you just lost your franchise, you know, player that's been on the team for, I don't know how long now, 10 plus years, I'd imagine. Yep. So yeah, I feel like they would have to trade Watson at this point just to get that full restart, you know, going, get some picks, package a bunch of players away and that sort of thing. But I mean, it's Houston. No one's going to know what they're going to do until they actually do it. But yeah, I would expect us to probably give away 4 first round picks, especially on draft day. But yeah, I mean, who knows? It's Houston.
Yeah. So, yeah. So about the Watson thing, there's been reports saying that he won't get traded, but I think come draft day, I think they will start listening more into offers. And there's been some hypotheticals about defensive starters being traded into that package, like 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 defensive starters. And there's been a lot of, you know, Matt Maiocco has also had an article last week saying, would you trade Kittle? Would you trade Bosa? Would you trade Warner? And out of all of those players, I honestly probably would trade Warner or Kittle. I'll be honest. I don't want to trade Bosa. He makes too much of an impact on the defense. Warner, I know he's a leader. He's an elite linebacker. But you can replace linebackers, though. Kittle, you can replace tight ends as well. But it's just so much to consider. And again, you have to take those risks if you want to get the elite quarterback. Because the Niners, they have the Super Bowl window. They can still make it there. It's right. Just that, are they willing to take that leap? Or are they want to stay mediocre for a little while longer until something else comes up?
We got to take risks now, I feel like, just to keep up, especially just with the NFC West, just because of what the other teams have done, what they've given away. I mean, we saw the Seahawks give away a handful of picks, and then their safety for Jamal Adams. And I mean, everyone has their own opinion about Jamal Adams, but he had like 9 sacks or something last year. So I mean, there's that. But then now we have Matt Stafford on the Rams now that we have to deal with. So, I mean, I feel like the Niners are just kind of the team that's always just played it safe and hasn't really taken that step to, you know, make something out of a trade. We heard that they never really made like an official offer for Matt Stafford. So everyone was kind of just questioning, you know, was it just them trying to up the price for Stafford and then Rams ultimately paid that price? Or was it just that they actually trust in Jimmy and just, you know, want to stick with him over Stafford or what have you. So I don't know. There's, like we said, a ton of things that can go. There's a ton of routes that the front office could take with the draft, with free agency. I mean, there's just way too many options that they can go. So I think just kind of patience is key right now, just to see, you know, where it all kind of takes us and that sort of thing.
I was actually opposed to trading for Sam Darnold, but then I saw the tape. I was like, man, he's actually pretty good. Adagates has ruined him.
Yeah.
Because there's some throws out there. Man, he's accurate. He's the thing with Darnold, though.
He's mobile, too.
He is mobile. He is fun to watch, actually. I never really paid close attention to the Jets because, you know, they've been bad for a while. But
the Jets.
But if you actually watch the team, they're not as bad as people pan them out to be. Right. They actually have some good talent out there. They have some young talent that needs better coaching. And with Saleh going over there, I think they have that chance to actually be somewhat competitive. Because they even beat the Rams last year. They beat some other playoff team last year as well. Like, back-to-back. I was like, what's going on over here?
Mm-hmm.
And mainly because Darnold, he was just went on a tear for a while. Because some of the throws, like, I don't know how he managed to make them. He's able to get out of the pocket. He knows he has pocket awareness. He can scramble and make the off-script throws when needed to. The main problem is that he's inconsistent and sometimes he has bad decision making, and I think that's what could. I think that's what's wrong with him. I think coaching could help him. Kyle could probably fix that. No problem, but those are risks that, you know, you have to take as well. Is Darnold a solution here? Probably. Who knows? Even Kyle had high praises for him whenever they played the Jets in week two.
On draft day, when Darnold got drafted, him, Kyle and his dad were both really high on Sam Darnold. I think it was Colin Coward, his show, and Kyle's dad was on it just talking, you know, what his favorite QBs were in a draft and that sort of thing. And he just talked nonstop about Sam Darnold. So who knows? I don't know if, you know, Kyle's in that same boat or.
It's possible. I mean, if Jets do go with a quarterback in the draft, then what do you do with Darnold? if they keep Darnold, then what do they do with the pick? I mean, that's the number two pick is going to be a very interesting topic this offseason because they can go both ways. If Saleh can fix Darnold, then keep him. If he can't, if he doesn't think he can, then send him off somewhere. There's no reason to keep him.
Right. Yeah. I think if we do ever trade for Darnold, I almost said Stafford. If we do trade up for Darnold, then I'm sure like it won't cost a first round pick or anything because Darnold hasn't ever been that, you know, elite first round pick sort of QB that you trade for. He'd probably be maybe like a third or second rounder, if anything, and or maybe fourth. I don't know. But if we end up ultimately trading for Darnold, I think that we would just kind of like let the board fall and just see, you know, what comes to us ultimately. Because, I mean, we could see four or five QBs go in the first round and the first 10 or top 10 picks. And then we could draft someone like Kyle Pitts, which I'm extremely high on. That's like if all QBs are gone, I want Kyle Pitts on our team. I don't care what anyone else says, pairing him with Kittle and Ayuk and Debo. Oh my Lord. It'd be insane. But I mean, that's just me. So, but yeah, I think if we do end up getting Darnold, I think the board will just, we'll just see what the board does, the draft board, and just go from there. We wouldn't trade up or trade down, or maybe trade down, but we wouldn't trade up at that point.
Yeah. There's just Kyle and John, they're going to trade up or down because that's what they always do every single draft. So who knows what they're going to do? Who knows what they really love? Who they really love in this draft? I think they really like Justin Fields, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Pitts is kind of a luxury pick.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I don't think they need him. If they have a QB already, then sure, go ahead. But I don't think they need it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If we do have Darnold at that point, that I would hope that they would go Pitts if he's there. If not, then I mean, you know, just
get Edge.
Yeah.
I mean, as we need a speed rusher. We need someone to replace Ford, because as much as I love Bosa, I don't think he can do it by himself. Right. Armstead, Kinlaw. I mean, Kinlaw, he's been developing. He's been doing pretty good. Armstead, I still don't trust him because I don't like Armstead that much.
Yeah. So Armstead's kind of Armstead.
I'd like to, you know, trade him away, but, you know, can't have that happening because we already signed him with a contract. Anyways. But NFC West is going to be extremely tough. I mean, if Niners were healthy last year, I think they would have went to at least a championship game, because there's nobody tough this year. Packers, yeah, and Bucks, like, that was it. It's like, who, I mean, else?
The first time we, like, saw Garoppolo, really, or the last time, I guess, not the first time. The last time we saw Garoppolo was in that Jets game, really. Fully healthy Garoppolo. Then he got injured that game. But, I mean, while he had that sprained ankle, he still had an amazing game. Let me look up the stats real quick. But I remember he left first half, and it was – I mean, he wasn't bad. So,
I mean, he played better when he was limping than he's healthy. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me see.
But that week one game for Jimmy, oh, that was horrible.
He had – well, I mean, I feel like week one games, especially within the preseason, is just always going to take a hit on QBs, just because they have to, you know, get in a rhythm, just kind of get their brain going on certain things. So, yeah, Jimmy, he went 14 of 16 for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns and 1 half. I mean, it is against the Jets, but also, I mean, 1 half, 2 touchdowns, I don't know.
I mean, when we go back to the week one game, I was watching that tape. Jimmy had clean pockets, and he was still scrambling. Like, what are you doing, dude? He was, like, panicking. I was like, there's no one around you. Why are you panicking? He's throwing the ball away and just trying to force a ball. Pez was, like, wide open quite a bit in the game. I remember there was a huge overreaction on Pettis after that game. I was like, I don't think that's true, because I'm pretty sure I saw him open quite a bit. He had Mostert wide open for a touchdown. He was looking at him. They turned away. I was like, what are you doing? You have the guy wide open. Mostert's waving his hand there. I was like, I'm tired of Jimmy. I'm tired of all these QBs. Just get rid of them. I just want a clean slate.
The dream situation is just to trade up, get Zach Wilson, because it's going to be far less to trade up than to get Watson. Take the chance on Wilson, because we know what he can do from his college film. And Zach Wilson is what I'm referring to, not any other Wilson, I guess. There's a bunch of Wilsons in the league. But trade up, I saw a freaking report saying that the 49ers are, like, one of the top competitors or whatever on getting Russell Wilson. I'm like, no way in hell are they getting Russell Wilson.
No. Who in the right mind would trade their franchise quarterback to their division rival?
Exactly. Yeah, especially their divisional rival. That's stupid. Stupidest article I've ever seen in my life. I can't remember who even, like, what it was or who even put it out, but I don't know. There's been so many sketchy things now just because of, you know, everyone, I got reports saying this, and just
nothing. I know what you're referring to, and they're referring to what Wilson was saying about his team. He kind of threw his own line under the bus, like, I'm tired of getting hit. It's like, I mean, it's understandable because they don't ever draft an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Ever. They draft a running back in the first round quite a bit. It's like,
and linebacker, like, this last round. Last year.
And how he do.
Yeah, I think it was just like a depth piece, if anything, because, I mean, they have Bobby Wagner, they have KJ Wright back there. I don't know.
It makes no sense. It really doesn't. And, I mean, they have DK Metcalf to help him out in the offensive game, but there's no point throwing to your receivers. You have no time to throw them the ball.
Right. Yeah.
He's always running for his life. It's insane how just one simple draft pick, draft a offensive lineman could help him out. It really, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, they traded for one a few years ago, but Dwayne Brown, I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how he did. I think he didn't do too well either.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
I don't know if it's the coaching there for their O-line or what. I don't know who their coach is, but oh my gosh, it's a mess over in Seattle too. Which is nice to see. I mean, even their fans are a mess too. But I mean,
but who are we to say? They go to playoffs every year, though. That's the thing, because Wilson's the factor to get them to the playoffs every single year.
Wilson has been the team forever.
And I would never discredit. I would never count out the Seahawks as long as Wilson is there. Yeah. If he's not there, then yeah, bye. They're done. And
it's funny too, because Pete Carroll just got his extension this last year, I think, too.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't know. That was a lot more Seahawk talk than I wanted today, but
I think Rams might. Jared Goff was holding Rams back. McVay knows that. That's why they made the trade to Stafford. I think with Stafford, I think they might actually go further in the playoffs than they usually are, like wild card or the division game. I think they might actually make it further than that. Maybe next year or 2 years from now. Cardinals, I don't know. I don't trust Cliff at all.
Right.
He had D-Hop and Kyler Murray. He had a decent defense and only went 8-8.
Yeah. I mean, you got Buda Baker, Chandler Jones, Isaiah Simmons.
And they didn't utilize Isaiah Simmons that much this year either. I was like, well, I guess like.
Yeah, he was just like a rotational depth piece wherever they needed him at, pretty much.
And it's very upsetting to actually see him being utilized as that, because he's so much better than that.
Yeah, and it was funny because one of the plays that Isaiah Simmons came in on, I think, was it Jeff Wilson, the same Texas route?
Yep.
And burned Isaiah Simmons on it. So, I mean, hey, throw him in as much as they want, I guess. So,
I liked Isaiah Simmons in college. He was fun to watch. He was a great linebacker. But
yeah, he's a massive man.
But I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing with him. And they're just wasting him. I mean, if he becomes a free agent, come on over. They're definitely not using him right. And so we have the recent Niners signings going on past few weeks. They signed Kane Webster. I think he tore his ACL towards the end of the season, or he broke his leg or something like that. But they re-signed him. They got Jeff Wilson back. Tabor Pepper to a 2-year extension.
Long snapper legend.
And they signed Josh Rosen, backup Austin Walter, running back, and River Craycraft to a new contract. And I like the Jeff Wilson. I love that they brought him back. I think he's a great third down, fourth down, and short situational guy. Goal line situations, he's perfect for it because he knows how to get to the end zone somehow. And I love Joe Wilson. He always fights for those extra yards. Excuse me. He wants to always go further. He always wants to score. And I love that mentality.
Mm-hmm. He's a great receiving back as well.
Yeah, he's not bad receiving back either. Just the six routes. He's great for the 1-2 punch with Mostert. I still think they draft either draft one or find an undrafted free agent running back in this draft. I'm still rooting for Puka. I want Puka here. Puka's so good, man. If he had a good offensive line, like a good running offensive line, he is over. He's so good. He knows he has a good vision. He has a great burst. The speed, and he always tries to fight those extra yards as well. And I think people overlook Puka because he's from KU. It's like, no, he's good. just offensive line is horrible.
Well, I think people should also realize, I mean, I hope we get Puka as well, because, I mean, I was watching tape with you, I think it was our last live stream, and, I mean, the dude looks amazing, but it's going to be so weird just to, I guess, see Kyle Shanahan, I don't know why I said, anyways, I think it's just going to be so weird to see Shanahan take a running back, draft one, because, I mean, we've just seen him so much in the past, just get one after the draft, just in off the waivers and that sort of thing. Just because he can make a running back, you know, into what they are, sort of. I mean, we saw with Breida, I mean, he was just one of those guys that they just picked up. And, I mean, he turned into a pretty decent guy, and he got us, you know, I think it was a fifth rounder.
Yes.
From the Dolphins. So, but, yeah, I hope we get Puka, that being said. But it's going to be kind of weird to see, you know, Shanahan spend a draft pick on a running back.
I don't see Puka going too high in the draft. I think he goes sixth, seventh round.
Yeah.
I see him as a fifth rounder, but I think, considering the circumstances, I think he goes sixth or seventh round, maybe undrafted, who knows. And that's why I love Puka, because I think he, I know people will say, oh, he's undersized and everything. Like, so what? You want that shifty running back. You want him to be so speedy. Yeah, he'll gain weight. Like, yeah. People are acting like he can't gain weight. He can. He can gain the muscle. It's not that big of a deal. It really isn't.
Yeah.
I love the Tabor Pepper, because he's definitely a fan favorite, and he's so much fun to interact with on Twitter.
Yeah, he's so fun.
He's so much fun to hang out with or talk to and everything. Josh Rosen, I'm glad they kept him.
Even if it was a one year deal, I'm glad that he's still sticking around.
Just give him that chance, see what he can do in training camp, give him that competition, see what he can do. Austin Walter, I like that signing as well. He was decent for the opportunity he was given. I mean, he had some good runs at the end of the season. I think he gets signed on the practice squad, but still, I think it's great to have him still there just in case something does happen. Because I don't see Coleman or McKinnon coming back, especially McKinnon. He's not coming back.
Yeah, thank God. No more Wildcat.
Please, no. I mean, if you're doing Wildcat, do it with Mostert.
Yeah.
Craig Kraft, I'm not a big fan of the signing. There's no reason.
I think he's a good depth piece. I mean, he's not gonna be like your three or four receiver, but I mean he'd probably be a decent, like, you know, five or six, or he did some decent returning. I mean, there is one, I think, return where he just, like, called a fair catch, and there wasn't a person in sight for like 10 or 15 yep. yards. But I mean, that was just like that one time. So I mean, he catches the ball when he's returning, and that's what I like. So that's my position on him.
I think he becomes a practice squad player. It depends on if Hurd comes back. It depends on if they draft a receiver, sign a receiver or something this year. I think that's what really comes down to, because they need a slot receiver badly. I've been saying Curtis Samuel for a long time. Marquez Stevenson in the draft would be a great fifth rounder piece. Even John Ross, give him a chance. Maybe I don't think they will, but he good speedy speedster out there. We just need a slot receiver. Debo Ayuk on the outside, get somebody in on the inside, and just watch some floors, because that helps Kyle open up his playbook a lot more. Because Trent Taylor's not going to do anything there. Craig Kraft's not going to do anything there. You need somebody fast.
I think we'll see the majority of these either re-signings or free agent signings after the draft, just to address the holes that we couldn't fill in the draft. So, like I said earlier, I think just patience is key at this point, just to let the front office do what the front office does. And just re-sign their good depth pieces, and just kind of hold out till after the draft is over.
Yeah, it's going to be a really we say this every week, but it's going to be a very interesting offseason for the Niners. Because we
have a long wait, too.
It's going to be like at least 2.5 months of this. Yeah. Just people arguing about quarterbacks, people arguing about edge. It's going to be very tiring, but you know, what are you going to do? thank you, everybody, for stopping by. We really do appreciate it. In a couple of weeks, we actually will have a special guest appearance on here. So stay tuned for that. And see you guys later.
Peace out.